As protests continued last night across the country over the death of George Floyd, hundreds came together for a prayer vigil in the largest city in western Massachusetts. A racially and generationally diverse gathering of perhaps 300 people stood in front of Springfield City Hall Tuesday evening for a vigil promoting justice in the case of Floyd, the black man who died when a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck, and appealing for peaceful demonstrations.
And thank you so much for being here on this prayer vigil for healing and hope.
The vigil was put together by members of the Pastors Council of Greater Springfield and the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno. The mayor led several elected officials, including U.S. Representative Richard Neal, the city's police commissioner, and clergy from several faiths who spoke.
We welcome peaceful protest. We have no issue with that whatsoever. And that is the right way to honor the legacy of Mr. Floyd. That legacy is a legacy of change, not destruction.
Floyd's death has sparked protests throughout the region and across the country. Some have turned violent, with demonstrators and police clashing. Fires have been set and stores looted. There have also been poignant scenes of police kneeling along with protesters. At the vigil, Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud said what happened to Floyd in Minneapolis was not justified.
What happened to Mr. Floyd is just plain wrong, and the officers belong in jail. And those words don't come easy from a person that's been in law enforcement for 41 years, but those words are correct.
Claprud and Mayor Sarno appealed for a peaceful protest later today when a march and rally organized by Black Lives Matter is to take place in Springfield.
We support your cause and we agree with you. There is no division here. There is no us against you mentality here at all. We are on the same page.
She said some of her officers plan to march today with the protesters. The police commissioner said she is concerned insurgents, as she called them, from outside Springfield will try to infiltrate the march and stir up trouble.
So if you peacefully protest, please, as the mayor says, if you notice people who are not from our community, who are carrying weapons, who are throwing things at officers or at your own protesters, please have the courage to let us know and come out.
Pastor Constant Cooley of United Temple Church of God in Christ said Springfield can set the tone for the rest of the country.
So I want to see peace in this city. Yes. And I want to see peace in this state. Amen. And I want to see peace in this nation. Amen. But in order to get peace, we got to put God back in.
Before the vigil started, a small group of demonstrators stood across the street holding signs reading Black Lives Matter. Carlos Reyes of Springfield called for people to join, quote, a revolution of love.
Listen, I don't have anything negative to say about the police. I mean, I know there's good cops, but at the end of the day, look what we're seeing every day. It's hard to have faith. It's hard to have that faith restored in the people that are supposed to protect us. So we ask that they stand with us, that they show their presence today, that they stand together and let us know they have our back, we have theirs, because we have to do this together.
A peaceful protest took place last Friday in front of the Springfield Police Headquarters. On Monday, several hundred people in Northampton marched to the police station. Police Chief Jody Casper came out and spoke with some of the demonstrators. In Holyoke Tuesday, about 1,000 people marched from City Hall to the Heritage State Park across from the city's police station. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.